Welcome to the Beer House Podcast. I'm Dan.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Marcello.
Yes.
No, I'm Rob. I'm Rob.
No, you're Marcello. Go with Marcello.
Marcello's good. Marcello's today.
I'm Marcello today.
Marcello today. Okay.
Marcello, we're changing it
up. We'll just call you March. Is that okay? Is that okay, March? Are you good with that?
March.
No.
March.
His name is Marcello. Marcello. Call him by his name.
Did you say Marge, like Marge Simpson?
Sure.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Welcome. Thanks for listening. If you are watching on YouTube, please remember to subscribe. That'd be fantastic. If you're listening on Amazon, Spotify, Apple, give us a follow. That'd be awesome as well. Marcello would really appreciate it. So.
Yep.
Yeah, there we go. See, okay, let's get right into our beers today. He's waving to the camera. All right, so let's get into some of these beers today. We've got three beers from the same brewery. What's that?
I'll show up more often.
There you go. We've got three beers from the same brewery. This brewery is based out of downtown Toronto. They are Left Field Brewery.
Left Field, not right.
Yep.
Okay, gotcha.
Excuse me, losing my voice.
Left Field.
Yep, Left Field left Brewery.
Field. Left.
And they're like a baseball themed brewery. That's actually kind of cool when you go there. They have two locations. They have one
makes sense.
In I guess the Leslieville area, okay, which is like the southeast end of Toronto, and then they've got one in Liberty Village, which is just north of the exhibition in Toronto as well.
Right.
And yeah, it's like a baseball themed kind of brewery. So
sounds way out of left field.
Left field.
There you go. It's gone. Okay. So our first beer is called Squeeze Play. This is their sour series that they usually put out. This one in particular is a grape Concord Grape Sour. It's 5.8%. Labels are very plain. Excuse me. It's Left Field logo. It's basically a baseball with Left Field Brewery written across it.
Looks like a price tag almost.
Yeah.
The percentage as well as the volume amount, 355 mil.
Yeah, it's
almost like it was typed up like a typewriter.
It looks like that, yeah, because you have Squeeze Play. It's like basically in like a pale purple in the background, then I guess a dark purple saying Squeeze Play with all the writing.
The can for the camera.
What's that? Yeah, so we can hold the can after I explain it to the listeners.
All right.
Okay. So yeah,
it's described audio. I forgot.
Yes. So it's a Concord Grape Sour. Like I said, it's
Michelangelo's first time.
5.8%, 355 milliliters. The back's got the ingredients on there. So it's got malted barley, wheat, sugars, which is Concord grape juice, concentrate, hops, and yeast. So it's pretty neat that they got the ingredients there. And it even gives you some kind of pairings as well, ballpark pairings. So this is good with a sweet and spicy roasted mixed nuts or barbecued ribs.
Okay, we're hoping that the snack after this beer is going to be something spicy or barbecue then, I guess.
Yeah, actually, coincidentally, it might be. There we go.
Fantastic.
Ball sacks nuts.
So design-wise, I mean 7.5?
I gave it a 7. It's a little plain, but it's got a lot of information on there, which is kind of cool. I would
walk right by that.
Yeah.
I would still kind of look at it just because it says Squeeze Play. I'm like, what is Squeeze Play? So it would make me want to pick it up just based on the name, but...
I would have looked at the typewriter.
Font, yeah.
The fonts. Yeah, exactly. As soon as I saw that, I was like, what would that be?
But my face would cringe. And
left field? I probably wouldn't have picked it up.
Yeah, and Robin, what are you going to give the label? Or sorry, Marcello.
Marcello.
Yes, Marcello.
Michelangelo.
It's too plain. I wouldn't even touch it. Like a 4.
Okay. 4, okay.
Yeah, okay.
I wouldn't touch it.
It's fair. It's your opinion.
But,
you
don't judge a book by its cover.
Of course not. But I mean, if it was looking at you in the face while you were walking down the aisle of a store, you would not pick it up strictly because the design is not popping up.
M-E-H.
You. Interesting. Look at that color.
A little bit too much in that one, but yeah, it's a
nice color.
It's like a red, a rosé wine color. It's a...
Rosé champagne.
Yes, rosé champagne. Sure, that works. Let's go with that. So,
what does it taste like? Let's go.
Alright, we'll see. Give it a sniff as well.
Color looks good. It's clearish.
It smells
like an amber.
You do get a lot of notes of wine in there because you can smell the grapes. And you can smell
very
You can smell the grape juice. We jumping in? Okay.
Oh yeah.
Cheers.
It just smells really nice from left field.
Not bad.
Wow, great flavor.
Yeah, it's actually really good. It does say it tastes like a tardy grape juice.
Yeah, you could down this can, no problem.
Keeps kicking.
Yeah,
it's all the way down.
Yeah, it's actually really, really nice. I'm impressed with it. I've had a few of theirs, squeeze plays with different flavors
from left field, guys,
and they've been okay. But this was probably my favorite one so far.
Okay, but what's this considered?
Unexpected.
What do you mean?
What did you say it wasn't?
It's a sour.
It's a sour. Just a sour.
Yep.
Oh, okay. That's why I like it. That's good. Buy it.
If I had said it was an IPA, would you think otherwise, or would you still say you like it?
No, I would have called bullshit. I would have said, that's some bullshit.
You know what, Rob? I think from now on, we'll just mess with him. We'll just tell him the beer's different than what it is, just to see what he says.
Okay.
All right.
No, I know what an IPA tastes like.
He knew. That's why he asked.
I know. I'm just messing with him as well.
Very good beer.
Yes, really, really good.
Happy with it.
Yeah.
Label-wise, okay. Everybody was disappointed a little bit there, but I mean...
Ladies, this is a good drink.
The drink is
good. Boys, this is a good drink.
This is a solid 8 for me. Ooh, we got silence. Everybody's thinking.
8.25.
8.25, nice.
Let me see that label again. See, like, now this is... So now that I've tried it, so 5.8.
Now you want to look at the label and reconsider. Now I want to look at the label.
Like,
your...
If I was looking at this, I'd be like, okay, cool. I'm not touching it.
You're just like, interesting. How's that raspberry in there?
Now I want to know more.
And so what's your rating?
As far as this goes, this is a good beer. So like that 8.5. 8.5.
8.5, all
right. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Nice.
I would buy it.
And now that you've tried it, obviously you would buy it, right?
Yep.
All right, well.
If I'd seen it on the shelf, I wouldn't have touched it.
Coincidentally, they sell their beer online. So guess what you can do?
Buy it.
Order
it
alone.
You can also go in, if you're in Ontario and Canada, you can go to the liquor stores here. They do have some of their beers. I'm not sure if they have this one in particular, but nonetheless, you can always order it online and go from there. If you're within Canada, I'm not sure if they ship province to province, but you might want to check and see, because I do know some breweries do that. And if you're outside of Canada, you'll have to take our word for it. It's a good beer.
Cheers to that.
Very tasty.
Rob's already finished it. Wow, look at that.
It's really good.
Yeah, it is very tasty.
Light tasting, super tasty.
Can't go wrong.
Yeah, it's really refreshing.
On a hot day, this would be really good on a hot day.
Yeah, it would.
Extra cold.
Yeah, it would definitely be good on a hot day for sure.
Just to shake it up a bit.
What do we got up next, Danny?
We've got our snack, which is a barbecue flavored snack.
Sweet. This is supposed to pair perfectly with that.
Should, hopefully. These are from the Philippines. They are Boy Bawang Cornich, or Cornic. I have no idea what that is, and I probably butchered the way it's supposed to be said, but Bawang. They're barbecue flavored. Apparently, they're corn nuts, essentially, and they're just flavored barbecue flavored corn nuts, essentially.
Makes sense.
Label-wise, it's pretty neat. It's got a picture of the corn nuts there, so you kind of have an idea as to what they are, and the name and the brand is in really big letters, different colors. Yeah, Boy in blue, Bawang in red, and Cornic in green.
But what if you're a girl?
Maybe they don't have one for girls.
Yeah, sorry.
Maybe they do, maybe they don't. I don't know.
You're going to have to make an exception. Just eat it anyways.
Design-wise, I'm not even sure what to say, but...
I would want to grab my phone and Google Boy Bawang Cornic.
Okay, so you're going to do that after this podcast.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Just so, to see what
anyway,
it says.
Yeah.
What's your feelings on the design then?
Yeah, but is it boy nuts? Like, are we eating boy nuts?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
So what do you think about the design, Rob? What do you rate that?
It's got a corn, on the cob on the bottom with some shish kebab on it.
Here, Dan, pass it down.
I'm wondering if
let him have it in his hand.
Maybe he's got to look at the
color. I'm wondering if this is vulgar and like we should censor this.
So, how much crack did you smoke today? Just wondering.
Let's just move on with this, and I give it a rating of a 7.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that they don't really show you too much of the corn.
No.
A little bit.
You're not exactly sure what it is.
Wait, there's the corn right at the bottom.
Yeah, but it's hard to make out.
With some skewers over there. Interesting. But no, they should have narrowed that.
But here's the question. Are you going to die after you eat it?
No, I hope not.
They're like chemicals.
I would give this a 6.5.
Well, unfortunately, they sold it to Dan already, and I mean, they're off the hook.
Yep, there you go. But I'll give this a 6.5.
Good luck.
So, Robin, what are you going to give the label? Rating out of 10. Quick, go.
It's pretty catchy. Let's do 7.
All right, perfect.
So he would buy it then. Good.
I would buy it. Yeah, I'd grab it just to try it. It's a small enough bag. Give it a try.
Interesting.
All right.
Let's see what these nuts are all about.
These nuts.
These nuts.
See if you're nuts about the nuts. There we go. Grab a few of them. Let's see if the nuts are crunch them up.
Like chickpeas.
Oh wow, these are fantastic.
These are chickpeas.
No, they're corn nuts. They're very light, which is good too. They're not like the standard corn nuts that are very, very crispy. They are crispy, but they're almost like hollowish. Not as hard on your teeth when you're eating them, but they're very tasty.
Really good, guys. I vouch for a boy.
Yep. Boy definitely gets it for me.
And,
little bit plain, smoky flavored, but plain.
Plain, not too salty. But not too salty.
Yep.
You can not eat that bag in 10 seconds.
Yeah, it would only take about 10 or 15.
Won't take too long at all.
8.5 on that, guys. Good. Good. It would have been amazing with the beer if we were having it coincide at the same time. Danny, how was it just now?
The mix was actually really good. Yep. Paired really well.
Good.
I'm going to give it an 8.6222222222227, or I'll just go with an 8.5. You know what? I'll just go with an 8.5. Forget it.
Gotcha. Robin, what do you got? I mean, Michelangelo.
Marcello.
Tomato, tomato. Come on, whatever.
It's the same thing.
It's Marcello today. I'm wearing my glasses, goddammit.
Anyway, Michael, Marcello, rating, please.
Well, I would say it was a 9, but it's not salty enough. But it could be a 9 because it's not salty enough.
So what's the rating?
I could down that whole bag in 10 seconds, so it's a 9.
It's a 9, all right. So it was a 9, but it's not salty enough, but now it's a 9. Okay.
Yeah, because I could eat that bag.
Yeah, no, it's cool. Uh-huh.
Okay, guys.
Yeah, so, let's move on to our next beer.
What do we got next up? Hopefully some spicy beer or something.
Sure. This one is called Frozen Rope. It is an IPA that's 6.7%.
Shit, are we doing all left field tonight, guys?
We're doing all left field.
Sweet. Okay. So the first one went off to a good start. Let's see what the hell this IPA has to offer.
Yeah, so this 6.7, it is like stainless steel, like a silver color. Frozen Rope is in blue. It's got a very pale blue background. It's very shiny. Again, similar design. It's got Left Field Brewery with the logo on the bottom, just like the other one had.
Those Upper Deck cards, I think, have that type of print on them.
Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe
it does look familiar, the font.
Yeah, 100% they do.
Oh, okay, because I thought it was like Tim Hortons cards now.
No. They still sell those.
It does look familiar.
What's worth more, Tim Hortons cards or Upper Deck?
I'm not sure anymore.
The Upper Decks, those are the ones that you used to get the bubble gum with?
No, that's Double Bubble.
No, there was...
Upper Deck, my bad. Double Bubble is the gum.
Yeah, you used to get like two cards or three cards or something inside.
I don't know if it was Upper Deck. I think it was OPG, was it? The other one?
Or you used to get the card and there's gum inside.
You get like a stick of gum.
I think it was all the way around.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get the card and you get a stick of gum with it.
Yeah.
That was some cool shit. We had some cool stuff back in the day. Anyway, guys, let's talk about this IPA.
Double Bubble was 5 cents.
The side of this is kind of neat. It's got like a comic of sorts. It has a frozen microphone and somebody's saying, "I'm a frozen rope from left field." Or it's a frozen rope from left field, sorry. Then you got a baseball player who's throwing, and it looks like could be the frozen rope. It doesn't look like a ball.
Frozen rope, guys.
It's not a...
Guys, again, a 6, okay? Like 6.
Yeah, like the labels are very basic. They're very
clear. I would read the comic.
I would say 6.5 for the label. Yeah.
Marcello?
Michelin.
6.
Six. All right. 6 it is.
I would read the comic, but I would stay away from it because it says those three letters.
Yep.
Left field?
Yeah.
He's going to love this one. He's going to dry and he's going to be like, oh my God, this is the best IPA I've ever had in my life.
Right. Robin? Michelangelo. Marcello.
Marcello, Michelangelo. Leonardo.
DiCaprio.
Was it Raphael?
I was going to go with Billy Jean, but or Bob.
How about Donatello?
Bob Marley? Huh? Which Bob?
Bob. No. can't hold a candle to Bob Marley.
Oh, God.
How about Donatello?
Don.
Julio?
Julio?
Don Julio, yeah.
What else, Dan? Are you going to talk about the beer or anything?
Hazy. I'm smelling it right now as we speak.
Okay. Looks a little dirty.
Get some tropical notes, a little bit of a coconut, I'd say.
You know what it smells like? It smells like weed. It smells like weed.
It's like a dank smell to it.
Dank weed.
It has a good dank smell.
But yeah, I can get some tropical notes out of there. I get a little bit of stone fruit
like
as well.
It smells like skunk weed.
Okay.
So yeah, I get a little bit of stone fruit and some tropical notes, like a coconut and I guess a dank smell, like the weed. Cheers.
A dank smell.
And this is very tasty.
The smell and the taste go hand in hand.
Surprisingly, yes. Not too much of a bite.
Nope. It's a juicy IPA, though. Very tasty.
Very good.
Yeah, very good.
Like limey, almost.
Yeah, kind of. I kind of love... I'm into it. I'm not sure how those corn nuts would pair with them, but this is really good.
We'll never know.
It's a light beer, but it's really good.
Yeah, light for 6.7%. It tastes pretty light.
Very happy with this beer. Unexpected.
They sell it in bottle?
Probably just cans.
Yeah, I'd probably say cans because that's what we have.
Why don't they sell it in bottles?
Why not?
Well, they used to sell bottles, but cans are cheaper. They're cheaper, right, for them.
Transportation, size.
Yeah, it's easy to pack, and they're easier to carry, too, because you can have...
Fragility.
Yeah, there you go. Drop them on the floor, which I've done a few times.
Yeah, literally.
At least you don't have to worry about it breaking.
Literally. You just got to drink it like...
You got to shotgun it.
Yeah.
After you drop it, you just like okay. Get hammered.
Yeah.
I'm giving this another 8.5.
Yes, 8.5 is a good... No, Dan.
No?
I think an 8.55 is worth this.
Got to one-up me with the 0.5, eh? Yes. Or 0.05. Okay, all right.
Rob, we're going to do the Max Hedron again.
Rob, what do you got today?
7.
7?
7, okay. All right.
That's fair.
It's mostly because I don't like IPAs.
Yeah.
But a 7 is still a good number.
7's a good number.
Okay. I'll allow it.
Damn, Dan. You like finished that. You gobbled that up.
Yeah, that was a really good beer.
Yeah, it seems like you like that one more than the grape.
Yeah,
I did. No, I was trying to save the grape because I wanted to see how it paired with the corn nuts. But
of course,
this one, I know there's no corn nuts that are next.
Because you know what's coming up. That's why.
So I'm going to drink it and that's it.
But you know.
Well, anybody want to guess what's coming up?
Nope.
Okay, cool.
Chocolate.
Close.
Chips. Close. I knew it. Chocolate or chips, for sure.
These are
like some voodoo shit.
Some voodoo shit. All right.
Zappa.
These guys are Zapp's potato chips. They are from, they were purchased in Miami, Florida, courtesy of our friend Alfie.
Thanks, Alfie.
Yes. They are New Orleans kettle style chips. So that should say enough there.
What kind of kettle chips?
Kettle style. So like, you know, like Miss Vicky's or Cape Cod.
Gotcha. The good stuff.
Yeah, the good stuff. Exactly. Label wise, it's interesting. It's got a bunch of little like
voodoo dolls, guys.
Yeah, like
it is voodoo dolls, guys.
Yeah, they're all like red, green, and yellow voodoo dolls, but they're all different types.
Lamppost, Zaps right across the
thing. Didn't they sell those things that like those coin we put in a toonie and then you could buy like a little voodoo doll?
Where?
I don't know.
Not here.
Yeah.
Mississippi, sure. Maybe?
Yeah.
Marcello.
Like strings.
Marcello. I think you're hallucinating. Okay. Please.
Maybe you've seen a lamppost somewhere, but I don't know about those voodoo dolls.
Maybe, yeah. This lamppost looks... That's like a typical lamppost. Yeah, Zapp's is in gold. Packaging looks pretty neat. It kind of stands out. You know what...
Looks like gummy bears to me.
Exactly.
It does look very gummy bears.
I'd be like gummy bear. I wouldn't be like chips.
Yeah, I wouldn't even... Like,
I don't even know. I'd just walk by it.
Yeah, you'd have to read the New Orleans kettle style to understand their chips.
I give it the design.
Potato chips.
Yeah, like...
And the potato chips, yeah.
Guys, maybe a good idea if they knew who Zapps was, but if I didn't know what Zapps was, I would never buy this thing.
Is it Zapps or is it Faps?
Zapps.
Zapps, are you sure? Because that doesn't look like a Z to me. It looks like a B with a tail.
Maybe a Baps.
Maybe Baps. I don't know. Let's just...
read
I'm going with a Z, so...
Zapps.
Zapps.
It is Zapps.
Of course.
Or Z, sorry, if you're in the States.
Z.
Zebra.
I give these guys the label 7.5. I mean, it's pretty big, but you don't know exactly. I mean, it does say potato chips, but you're kind of looking around to see exactly what they are.
Label gets a 3.
Okay, wow.
I was going to say.
Label gets a 3. It doesn't do shit for me.
I would go 0. Middle of the road because it involves reading and misleading like, information.
Yeah, it's totally like.
So, it looks like gummy bears. If those were gummy bears, that would be cool gummy bears.
Okay,
somebody, yeah, somebody whole, out there make gummy okay, bears
what,
that look like
where would you get the label? Dolls.
5.
The whole idea about this is that what's inside is a potato chips.
Yeah.
And it's the smallest writing, the second smallest writing on the bag.
Yeah. And I mean, it says voodoo, and you're like, and
what the hell does voodoo mean?
Yeah.
And then you just read above, and this is, you know, New Orleans kettle style. And you're like, kettle style. I mean, then you write away kettle style chips, but
still.
If I wouldn't have read those small words walking by, Doritos would have got it for me.
Can you eat the zombie deer?
They smell good, though. What's that?
Can you eat the zombie deer meat? Because there's like zombie deers in BC right now. Shout out to the people in BC. Sorry.
I have no idea what you're talking about, so I'm going to say no.
Guys, these are, they smell cool.
Yeah, they smell pretty good. Let's give them a shot.
Wow, these are good. Rob wants some more.
Voodoo.
It tastes almost like there's salt and vinegar, kind of.
Yeah.
Or like an all-dressed kind of flavor to it.
Salt and vinegar, I think, is correct.
Mm. But it's not overpowering. It's less, it's light.
I was gonna say less powerful.
But not too bad.
This is what salt and vinegar chips should taste like.
Yeah, seriously. These are really good.
Salt and vinegar chips, your tongue peels the next day.
Yeah, and I like these. These are nice and... These are good.
Got flavor.
Not a big salt and vinegar fan, but yeah, I would take these.
Well, shit, maybe that design work might have to go back on me because my chip did justice to what a chip should be.
Yeah. I'm giving the chip...
Not super salty?
No, not super salty at all. Not super greasy either.
Not super greasy, but very good.
Yeah. I give this an 8.
A chip? Yeah. Hands down, 8.2.
9.
9.
All right. 9.
9.
9.
Oh. 9.
You're going German?
I heard about that.
No, it's yeah, really, really good. I'm
hands down, that was really good.
Nice. 2 good snacks and 2 good beers so far. So let's see what the third beer has to offer.
What else can we expect from this podcast, Dan? Like, always good beers, always good snacks. It's been a fantastic run on this because this has been...
It's great. Not over, is it?
No, not
no,
at all.
No, we got one more shot. We got one more beer to go.
We still got one more to hit up, but I'm just saying... Usually on a daily basis, every time you come over, and Herminder's on the podcast as well, or we have Fernando over, it's always...
Except the one time we had those cucumber-flavored Lays. They were disgusting. Oh,
guys. Well, again...
You can't win them all.
We tried them.
Yep.
And we ended up with a...
Hit or miss.
Exactly.
You can't win them all, right? So, all right. Let's get to this beer.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, this is there you go.
This is different.
Well, yeah, the label's different. It says Left Field. It's like a pale yellow background.
Yeah.
It says Left Field Brewery in kind of like a
that's why it's
brownish
different.
Color. Yep, it's a ginger snap cookie imperial stout. So the name Ooh. Of the stout is Blackburn. This is a stout that it's one of their in their series.
Okay,
And this is a variant of
ginger snap
cookie.
Yeah,
ginger snaps.
Ginger snap cookie imperial stout.
Imperial stout.
Yeah. Gotta let that sink in. Ginger
yeah, that's cool. Cookie. So it's got ginger, molasses, and spice in it. It's 9.7%, as an imperial stout should be high in alcohol.
I hope so.
Yeah, you'd think so.
This is an 8% beer, Dan?
9.7.
Sweet.
So the back says Blackburn is a colossal stout in honor of the secretive and strange ritual behind every. Major League Baseball. Okay.
Okay.
What is that?
Cool.
What is said ritual?
This beer pours black, I don't know, and opaque with, let's see, a mocha foam, giving aromas of ginger, molasses, and sweet spice. So we'll see if that is the case.
Cool.
Blackburn is a viscous and smooth, saturated with the gentle bite of ginger and decadent caramelized sugars. Followed by a balanced, balanced bitterness that gives way to a full and warming finish. Excuse me, can barely read it because the writing is kind of small for me. But yeah, sounds like it's good.
Amazing, man.
Let's give it a shot.
I'm really hoping we rated it. Now we're going to drink this.
Wait, can we rate that?
No, we got to rate the label. Label-wise, it says Blackburn Imperial Stout on it. Sucks. I'm going to say it's another 6.5. Granted, at least you know what it is by it saying Imperial Stout.
7.
6.5 for me, 7. And you?
6.5. The best part of that label is the stout.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's because you're...
At least you know.
Read more.
At least you know what it is.
Yeah.
Again, guys, packaging, I understand everyone wants this branding, it's great, but if people don't know your brand, if people don't know you, like, how the hell are they going to know what's inside the damn thing? Potato chips, fucking zaps right across it, like, what the hell?
Yeah, like, I mean, the brand zaps, sure, but, like, can you, like, tell us what kind of chips they are, like, or, you know, or if they are chips?
Or show us, like, you know, like, what they look like?
Maybe one of those zombies eating... what are those things? Voodoo dolls?
Voodoo dolls.
Eating a chip.
Voodoo.
Would be nice.
It would be different.
That looks good. It looks all right. Looks normal.
Oh, wow.
It's not
okay, Dan. Talk about it. Smells stuff. Right, Dan?
It smells very sweet. I'm not really smelling molasses. Like, maybe a little bit of ginger. It
smells like a root beer or a Coke or something.
Yeah, it's got... Exactly. It's got more of a... It's got that sarsaparilla kind of smell to it.
Yeah.
It does smell like a root beer or like a mix of a root beer and cream soda.
Interesting, guys. I'm really happy about this. And again, what the hell was it? Something in cookies?
Ginger snap cookies.
Ginger snap. Yeah, ginger.
What do you call it? The foam? The foam doesn't last long.
Well, it's also because I didn't pour it with a lot of foam because we have small glasses.
Mm. It's okay. Cheers. Let's do this up.
Give it a shot.
I think this is going to be fabulous.
Wow. You got that mocha, that coffee kind of finish of sorts.
Viscous.
It's, I don't really get much ginger out of it, but it's a really good tasting stout.
It's the mocha, yeah, mocha.
Yeah, it's more coffee-ish than anything.
Exactly. Throughout the whole...
Yeah, this is a good beer. This is like a... This is a good beer.
Yeah. You like it because it's a stout.
You know you're going to be like messed up after one of these two of these.
You're gonna get a 9.5
plus grunt.
Okay.
Yeah. For all stouts, I mean, 9.5 is up there, but I mean, this is it's good.
So it's a tasty beer. It's not exactly what I thought. I thought it would be more like a gingerbread kind of cookie. It.
Yeah, 8.75 on my end.
Yeah, I was gonna give us an 8.5 for myself here. Robin obviously wants it, loves it because it's a stout. It can probably taste like feet, and he would be like, I give this a 10.5.
But it's a stout, says it on the can.
No way. Gotta taste good.
Listen, Marcello, come on, don't lie to me.
Michelangelo.
Here. Or Michelangelo, yeah, come on.
Marcello.
Come on, buddy. But
maybe Michelangelo. I like Michelangelo.
You're like, okay, well, you can't keep changing your name here. Right? Yeah.
Sure.
The pizza guy.
He's one of the turtles.
Yeah, he's one of the Ninja Turtles. Coincidentally,
we're just gonna go through all the names. I could be Raphael. Daniel will be Donatello.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's it.
Raphael.
But yeah, overall, not a bad stout. Left Field in general, fantastic beers.
Okay.
They've
they really did themselves justice.
Yeah, with these
hands down,
these three beers are amazing. They're really.
I could just see that all their other beers are just as good, Dan.
Yep.
Like, I mean, they're up to par with everybody else, I would say.
Yeah, I would say they're
definitely
they have the segment areas covered right now.
They definitely do.
The three that we've tried, I mean, everybody would have been blown out with any one of these.
I've tried one of their lagers in the past too, for those that like lager beers, and they're very tasty as well. Light and crispy that you would expect. But yeah, they've always been consistent. In the past I've had a few of their other IPAs and a few of their other stouts, and they've been good. But it's like they upped their game. This has gotten a lot better.
Left Field, keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, fantastic work. I love it. Pick it up if you guys can have a chance to.
Order it, guys.
Try it.
Like I said, you can order it. Robin's going to order it.
More Dan's pastry stouts.
More pastry stouts. There we go.
Hands down, we will.
But again, thanks again for listening. We are going to wrap things up and finish our beer and have more snacks after this. But we are going to catch you on our next episode. So, enjoy your drinking if you are, and if you're not drinking, well, what are you waiting for?
Cool sailings, people. Cool sailings.